Tracy. Tracy, my little princess, April is here. I need you to relax, sweet girl. Settle down. I know you're probably anxious and excited, but I need you to calm down and find a comfortable place to lie down and be a good, calm, quiet girl. You can get undressed if you like. Get nice and comfortable. Lay back in your chair. Calm your mind and lay back. We need to get you settled down, relaxed, and ready for some breathing. Good. Get nice and comfortable so that nothing will interrupt our time together. Let your head lay back, sweetie. And now, close your eyes. Very good. I can see how short and fast your breaths are. I know you're very excited to get started, but right now, I want you to concentrate on taking deep, slow breaths. First, start now. Slowly breathe in and then out. Now this time a little bit slower. In, out. Good. And slower still. Your heart working so hard for you. In and out. In and out. Good girl. Very good. Keep concentrating on your breathing. And each time you breathe out, I want you to say to yourself the words, good girl. That's it, Tracy. In, slowing your eager little heart down, and out, saying to yourself the words, good girl. In, the thump thump of your heartbeat finally starting to become quieter, and out, good girl. See? What could be easier? As you keep concentrating on your breathing, feeling your body slowing down and slip deeper into a more suggestible state, don't forget to think of the words, good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. A sweet, obedient girl. You love to make people happy. You especially love to make men happy. You are so horny and eager and so obedient, happy to give any real man exactly what he wants, exactly what he deserves. Breathing in nice and deep, and breathing out. Good girl. Say those words to yourself. And feel how much more horny and obedient you're becoming with each breath. I know you're an eager little beaver, Tracy, but believe me, there is so much more you have to learn. Sometimes, in order to make your real man happy, you have to do things you don't particularly like. But remember, Tracy, you are an obedient, eager, leaky little girl, and you will do whatever your real man wants. Because if he is happy, you are happy. Doesn't that sound easy? Doesn't that sound right? Good girl. And as you breathe and listen, you might realize that you don't notice your heartbeat anymore. That's perfect. And you might notice your breaths have finally naturally shallowed. A relaxed, vulnerable little girl. Resting, breathing, and listening to my voice without a care in the world. No anxiety. No worries. Just quiet, calm, and restful. Increasingly horny, and more eager, and obedient, and dribbly wet with every breath you take. Good girl. If you want, you can reach down and touch yourself. Go on, Tracy. Play with your little pussy. I know how excited you are. So you can rub that little clitty if you want to. As you do, keep thinking of those special, tingly words. Good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. You are an obedient, happy, slutty girl. Naturally, it turns you on to be good. And to be good is to be obedient. To be good is to be horny. To be good is to be slutty. And you are obedient. You are horny. And you are slutty. You are a good girl. And you are dripping to do as you are told. Now, I'm going to take you on an adventure, Tracy. A fun, dirty little adventure. And you are going to be the star. No one can hurt you. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do, but being the eager, slutty, and obedient girl you are, of course you will do whatever you are told. And in this story, you will be expected to please your real man, Tracy. You will get your chance to make him happy. And that, of course, makes you happy. And as you lie there, obediently rubbing your aching little clitty, eagerly doing as you are told, you are feeling so horny and so slutty. I bet your little fingers are soaked right now, aren't they? You are just juicing and leaking to have a chance to be the best plaything you can be for your real man. Dribbling and moaning to be rewarded with a big cock and a thick load. So, tell me, slut, are you ready to be eager? Are you ready to be obedient? Ready to do whatever it takes to please your real man. Good girl. Hello, little girl. My sweet, sexy little teenager. It occurred to me recently that maybe I've been making some assumptions about you. Maybe I've been going a little too fast. And maybe it's time for a little talk between us girls. I think I may have been putting a little too much pressure on you, Tracy. Talking above your head a little bit, maybe? Let me tell you what I mean. You're just a teenager, right? You've really only just become a woman. Legally, anyway. But in your head, you're still just a naive girl. Very confused about how the world works, about your body, your sexuality, about men. That's understandable, Tracy. And I've been taking you on all these adult adventures, but I haven't really slowed down and given you a chance to learn what it is to be a woman. A real woman. I know. You really don't care about any of this. I know you just want to get fucked and guzzle cum, but I think it's only fair to have an honest chat about what it is to be a true slut. And you do want to be a slut, don't you? Of course you do. All little girls want to grow up to be sluts. But becoming a real slut takes a lot more than just being eager and obedient. So let's take a step back and take some time to explore what it really means to be a good, tasty little slut, just like you've always dreamed of being. Okay, Tracy? So tonight, as you're getting ready to go out for the evening, as you are putting on your makeup and clothes, I'm going to talk you through each step of your preparations. I'm going to help you think like a slut thinks as you deliberately and carefully transform yourself into the perfect little fuck kitten for a big, strong man. Go on, look at yourself in the mirror, Tracy. No makeup yet, no hair product, not even a shower. Dressed in a simple t-shirt, wearing your glasses. Your hair a little messy. You're a cute girl, but you need to be much more than cute to be a slut, Tracy. Your eyes look a little tired. Your skin looks a little dry. Your lips are plain with a simple expression. That's not what a slut looks like, is it? This isn't how a man wants to see you. No. First of all, take off those glasses, sweetheart. They're really cute, and I know they help you to see better, but a slut doesn't need to see. A slut doesn't wear glasses. They just get in the way. And you do want to be a slut, don't you, Tracy? Of course you do. That's better. Now, let's see that body of yours, Tracy. Take off your shirt and let's see those perky little boobs. There's no need to be embarrassed. Some boys like smaller girls. Don't worry, you can still be a slut even without big tits. You'll just have to make up for it in other ways, like in the extra nasty things you do to get attention. Ass fucking, gang banging, cum guzzling. These are the kinds of things the curvier girls don't have to do, but you will. Anyway, take off your panties and let's get a look at that pussy of yours. Uh-oh, there's a little stubble down there, sweetie. Real sluts never have hair below their waists, Tracy. You should know that. Anyway, step into the shower. Make sure you clean yourself thoroughly, Tracy. Men expect their sluts to be sparkling clean. At least, until they get their hands on them. That's when sluts get really dirty. First, make sure you exfoliate your skin. You've done that before, right? No? Well, If you want to be a slut, you have to do it. That's it. Scrape that dead skin off. I know it stings a little, but a good slut needs to have fresh, smooth skin for men. After you're done, you can take your gentle feminine body wash and rub your arms, your tits, and your nipples. Wash your legs and the folds of your pussy. Oh, don't forget your ass. Good girl. And wash your hair with a nice, scented, fruity shampoo. Men expect their sluts to smell as good as they look, Tracy. Good. Now, you're gonna need to shave your legs. Make sure you use a proper feminine shaving cream. Women's legs are delicate, Tracy. You're not a man shaving a beard. Your legs need gentle, balanced chemistry. Shaving cream is specially made for girls. Lather it up and spread it on your legs, all the way to the top, sweetie. We'll do your pussy next. But for now, grab a brand new razor and slide it up your delicate teenage stems. Get all the nooks and crannies around your knees, and as you feel the razor removing all those little hair stubbles, you can think about how this is the first step to becoming a slut. Sluts shave their legs and their pussy every day. After all, that's what men want. Though they may not say it directly, but they expect it. They deserve it. Men want smooth, silky sluts that don't scratch when they fuck them. So you will be smooth and silky, Tracy, because you do want to be a slut, right? Of course you do. It's time to move on to your pussy, sweetie. I want you to stretch those young pink folds taut and shave them. Shave it smooth as a baby's little bottom. Good girl. Make it into a slut's pussy. Take your time and make sure it's perfectly bald. Think about how embarrassed you would be if a man stuffed himself inside you and scratched his dick on your stubble. That's no good. Be nice and thorough and shave all the way down. Good. Okay, it's time to get out of the shower. But I know you're getting worked up now, so you can finger yourself a little bit first if you want to. Go on. Feel how smooth your pussy is. Sluts play with their little pussies all the time, just to make sure they're always wet. You're not allowed to come, of course. After all, a slut's pussy is for men, not for sluts. Still, you can think about all the cocks that belong inside there as you finger yourself. Are you getting wet? Of course you are. That's perfectly natural for a little slut. See? You're getting the hang of it already. Go on and stick them in there, Tracy. Your wet fingers penetrating your willing cunt. Can't you just imagine how much better it will feel when you get some real cocks inside there? Good girl. It's time to get out of the shower now and dry yourself off. Be gentle on that young teenage skin, though. It'll still be sensitive because of your exfoliation. Once you're dry, you're going to oil it up. That's right. You need to run some baby oil all over your body. It's a little slut secret to keeping your skin nice and supple for men. All over, Tracy. Make sure you get your tits and those thighs especially. Good. Now towel it off, and you'll notice how much more vibrant and glowing your body is. New, sensitive skin, oiled when you're ready. Doesn't it feel sexy? That's how a true slut feels all the time. It's all right. You can finger your pussy some more if you want to. That's my girl. Play with your pussy and think about the boys. Isn't it fun to be a slut? Now, it's time to tackle some of the most important things a slut will do. First, you'll need to get your hair in order before it dries. You'll need to blow dry it and brush it out. Make sure it's soft and full, and then you're going to need to style it. Good sluts do all kinds of things to their hair to make it attractive. And luckily, you are blessed with young, vibrant, natural hair that's easy to take care of. You could do something elaborate, like tease it out in curls with hairspray, but let's keep it simple today and go for a nice, easy ponytail. But nothing is ever that easy, Tracy. Once you've got it tied up, you'll need to curl your ponytail so that it bounces happily behind you and tickles the back of your neck as you walk. Good. The boys are really going to like that, Tracy. Of course, they probably won't say anything, but believe me, boys love girls who provide them with a convenient slut handle to grab onto. You want to have a slut handle too, right? Next, of course, it's time to decorate yourself. A lot of experience and care goes into this, Tracy, so it may take you a little while to master, but did you know that decorating your body for men is one of the most rewarding things a slut can do? It's just so much fun. So why don't you start by sitting at your vanity and select a fun color of nail polish? Now, a lot of girls like darker colors, or muted colors, but not sluts. Sluts like bright colors. So, why don't you pick out a nice, bright color to paint on your toenails? Maybe a pink or a super bright red. Maybe even an orange. Go ahead and bend over and carefully paint your toes that bright, slutty color. Think about what the men will think of it. Of course, they won't say anything, but properly painted toenails are another one of those subtle cues that tell the boys you belong to them. Those bright, happy, polished nails tell them, even if only subconsciously, that you are a slut and you're ready for fucking. It's okay to finger your wet pussy after you're done. You can wiggle your little toes and think about how they'll look in your open-toed heels as you stand in front of a man who's about to fuck you. You'll need to paint your fingernails too, of course. It's all part of decorating your teenage body for the servicing of cock. Don't worry about how wet you're getting, Tracy. Worry that your juices are starting to leak out of your pussy. That's perfectly normal. It's just what sluts do. And you do want to be a little slut, right? Of course you do. With your nails painted, it's time to move on to your pretty face. You have a natural, cute teenage face, sweetie, but that doesn't mean it couldn't use some work. All sluts wear makeup, Tracy. It's not optional. And contrary to what you might think, the most important part of a slut's face are her eyes. That's right. Now, don't worry. We'll get to your lips too, but the first thing you need to do is make sure your eyes are bright, vibrant, and eager. Your eyes need to be on display and irresistible, with long lashes, perfect eyeliner, and carefully balanced eyeshadow. You know why? Well, it's because your eyes are what a man will be watching while your lips are busy with his dick. Your eyes are what will make him fill your tummy with sweet, delicious cum. And you do want cum, don't you, Tracy? Of course you do. So take your time. Decorate those eyes of yours. Curl those lashes and make sure they're a perfect pair of fuck-me windows into the vapid slut's cock-obsessed brain. And when you're finished, go ahead and flick your little clit again and think about a man staring into your eyes as he squirts his sperm into your mouth. I know you're getting super wet now, Tracy. And that's good. You can just let your pussy leak. You see, Tracy, good sluts are sloppy sluts. And you can just let that juice drip right down your thighs. Flick your clit, and you can even moan a little if you want to. That's a good girl. Business, Tracy. You can add a little blush to your cheeks. Not too much. You're really cute, Tracy, and you don't need much to emphasize those pretty cheekbones. Pink works for all girls, and especially you, with a hint of gold to give your face a little extra life. Good. Finally, you can pick a nice bright shade of lipstick that complements your nails to put on your lips. Make sure you fill in just beyond your natural lip line to give those lips a little extra plump. That's another slut's secret, Tracy. They have plump, cock-sucking lips. And you will, too. Take your time and make them perfect. It's all for the men, Tracy. It's all for their cocks. Decorating yourself to get fucked. Think about that while you press your lips into an O and layer on that lipstick nice and thick. Good girl. Finally, you need just a little gloss to lock that lipstick down and keep it from budging while you slide those thick lips up and down the shaft of a big dick. Just a little shine for my little teenager. Just like a real slut. Now, blow yourself a little kiss in the mirror, Tracy, and finger your sloppy pussy while you think about what the men will do to those pretty pink lips. Rub your cunt and think about what they'll do to it when they get a hold of you. Subtle combination of makeup and warm, fragrant pussy juice. That's the smell of pure slut, Tracy. That's exactly why constantly rubbing your little pussy is so important. But we're going to need to complement your raw scent with a little extra flavor. Some nice, musky stripper body oil rubbed into your tits and into your inner thighs would be just perfect. It brings out your natural pheromones, sweetie, and signals the boys that you are prepped and ready for rough mating. Just like a slut should be. That just about takes care of your skin, nails, lips, and hair. And now, of course, it's time to get dressed. are so many clothing options out there for little sluts who want to show off all the work they did to get their bodies ready for fucking. How you present yourself is important, Tracy. You could be the kind of slut who wears tiny, tit-hugging t-shirts and tight, ass-revealing short shorts that ride up your butt cheeks when you bend over. Or you could be the kind of easy-access fuck doll who wears tiny mini skirts, crotchless panties, and sheer, see-through crop tops. You could stuff your tiny body into an impossibly tight rainbow club dress. Or you could flirt it up with a skin-revealing little bikini with tiny strings tied behind you and dangling down your smooth back. You could try to be alluring in lace lingerie and a fancy garter belt. Or you could play to your strengths and wrap yourself in a white button-down crop top and a plaid schoolgirl skirt with white ankle socks and Mary Jane heels. Or you could just embrace what you will eventually become, a fuck-addicted whore wearing a shiny, glittery squeeze top, bracelets blanketing your forearms, skin-tight pink capri pants and skanky white platform pumps. I don't think that suits you, though, Tracy. You have a nasty, naive quality. A young, innocent longing to be a slut. I think we'll be able to put our heads together and come up with the perfect slut costume for you tonight. Still, a little slut will have a big closet. How you frame your cunt, your tits, and your mouth matters, Tracy. What you wear tells the boys who you are. It's up to you what you want to wear tonight, but here's what I would recommend. I want you dressed to the slut nines, Tracy. I don't want any man who lays eyes on you to have any doubt what you are for. So here's what you're going to do. You'll start with a tiny black thong, almost all string, with just enough of a triangle to barely cover your bulging, wet pussy lips. It's okay if your thong doesn't completely contain your dripping pussy, because that's part of the slut show you're going to be putting on, sweetie. Now, find a nice black leather micro skirt to slip on over those shivering legs. And Tracy, make sure it's really tight. It needs to hug that little ass of yours so that men can see the crease between your cheeks. It needs to be so short that only the slightest bend at your waist will reveal your tight thong to anyone looking at you. And at the rate you've been going, it won't be long before that thong is soaked through, of course. So you'll soon be dripping slut juices down your thighs. That's perfectly normal, Tracy, and it's just what you want. You want the boys to see and smell how eager you are to service their cocks. You want them to know how easy it will be for your soaking cunt to accommodate them. Next, you'll need to slip on a tight black pair of fishnet thigh highs. They'll stop well before the bottom of your skirt, of course, but the tight bands at the top will help catch all that slut juice you'll be leaking, so your legs won't become completely soaked. Below that, I would recommend a delicate pair of silver-heeled sandals that strap around your pretty feet. Oh, and make sure they are open-toed so that the bright color of your nail polish demonstrates your playful side through your black fishnets. Now, of course, your upper half. Those small tits of yours are going to need a little help, but On the bright side, they don't need too much support. So why don't you put on a strapless black push-up bra to give yourself a little boost? Over that, you can wear a tiny silver strapless tube top with some extra material that hangs over the shelf your bra created. Don't you look perfect? Look at all that skin, Tracy. Look at yourself in the mirror and think about all the cogs that will be twitching to slide in and out of you. Think about all that cum squirting all over you. Calm down, sweetie. You're not quite ready yet. You're going to want some dangly earrings, of course. A little silver necklace would be pretty, too. But you'll want to keep them light and simple. You don't want them to get in the boy's way. Finally, you'll want to wear a cute little bracelet on your wrist. Something thin and black that can float up and down your forearm as you move. Well, I think that just about does it, Tracy. Turn around for me. Let me get a look at you. Perfect. You look a little nervous, Tracy. Are you comfortable? Are you excited? Well, you've done a really good job of turning yourself into a total slut. It's only a matter of time now before a man will come along and start groping that pussy for you. They'll do more than that, of course. A lot more. Why don't you think about that while you do a sexy little dance in the mirror for me? Go on. Good girl. Pretend you're dancing for the boys. Show them how horny you are. Show them how desperate you are. Nice, Tracy. I would certainly want to fuck your little brains out if I was a boy. Entertain me, Tracy. Make me hard. Don't you want to eat my cum, slut? Of course you do. Beg me for it. Ooh, good slut. Keep dancing, Tracy. Now there's only one more thing you need to do. And it's the easiest thing of all. Go get fucked. You've been such a good girl. You're bathed like a slut. You're shaved like a slut. You're made up like a slut. You definitely smell like a slut. And you're dressed like a slut. All you have to do now is step outside. The boys will take care of the rest. And Tracy, you do want to be a slut. Don't you? Of course you do.